Welcome back to the Small Business Big Idea Show. Joining us now is Wendy Woods. She's the principal of Watershed Training Solutions and a dynamic training company that motivates employees, teams, and leaders to develop innovative strategies for engagement and productivity. Her years of hands-on business and adult education experience, complemented by an MBA certificate in adult ed and the use of mindfulness practices, provides her clients with valuable results. Recent clients who have benefited from Wendy's expertise include Bombardier, Pfizer, Scotiabank, and University Health Network. Wendy has also been featured in such media as CTV News, Breakfast Television, Rogers Daytime, Classical 96.3, Competition, Entertainment Tonight, Canada, and Canadian Business Online. And we're going to talk about happiness. Don't worry, be happy. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, David. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well tonight on this July 11th. Loving summer, and you know, they're my favorite time of year, I think. So, what would it take to make you happy? Is it a fulfilling career, a wildly successful business, a big bank account, the perfect mate? What if it didn't take anything to make you happy? What if you could experience happiness from the inside out, no matter what's going on in your life? Is that possible, Wendy?
Well, actually, it's interesting because studies have shown that money actually doesn't make you happy beyond sort of a basic level. So everyone always says, oh, it'd be so great to win the lottery. I'd be happy then. But studies show that, you know, if you have your basic needs covered, then actually it wouldn't make you that much happier.
Well, and you brought up an interesting point about the lottery. There was a woman just recently who won Lotto Max, right? A month ago, 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And her biggest fear was this is going to change her life. And it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she didn't want that to happen. Yet she won some amazing sum of, you know, 20-odd million dollars or something.
Wow. Good
so,
for her.
So, but, yeah, good for her, you know. But not happy about it.
Well, it's just, you know, so much of what we perceive to be happiness is looking for external things, going outside of ourselves. Okay, when I get that car, when I get that promotion, when I get married. And the fact of the matter is, in positive psychology, which has become a very important and topical area of study, that's really not what happiness is all about.
So is it an inside job then? Is that what we have to do? We have to work on the inside? And if so, where do we begin?
Well, David, that is an excellent way of describing it. Happiness and inside job. Because it's very much about not being ecstatic all the time, but just being sort of feeling content and fulfilled. And so, and not relying on external forces to create that happiness and that feeling for us. It's being able to find that regardless of what is going on in your life. And that kind of goes against how we've traditionally viewed happiness, I think, definitely in North America.
You know, some people reach their goals and desires, Wendy, and then they stop and think, wow, you know what? I made it, yet I still don't feel complete. What's that about? What's that little thing inside us that's not feeling fulfilled in reaching the goals and ideals we set for ourselves and our businesses?
Well, often what happens is that we set these goals and then we achieve them and then we're looking for the next big goal. And that goes back to, you know, making our happiness contingent on reaching that goal, right? And so real happiness is about, all, you know, and I'm sure you've heard the cliche, enjoy the journey. But it's so true. It's like enjoying where we are here and now and making who we are and how we show up every day as part of our happiness and not just on those goals, right?
Right.
The car, the job, the promotion, the, you know, maybe even the hot fudge sundae.
Ice cream again, eh?
Yeah.
We all want that. Now, you teach mindfulness. So mindfulness is a practice that helps us sort of, you know, as Eckhart Tolle would say, be in the now of it, isn't it?
Mindfulness is very much about being present, being here. here in the moment. And what we tend to do when we're what we tend to do is we're always thinking about next week or tomorrow or what you have to do tonight or what didn't work out yesterday. And so mindfulness is just being present here and now and accepting what comes up and not necessarily judging it or having to change it. And that goes against often the way we operate, but it's so much tied into happiness, right? We always want to put a label on things as they happen in our lives. They're good, they're bad, they're, you know, one way or another. And sometimes it's okay just to be present and to accept whatever is going on without having that fear, without having that stress.
So one way to achieve happiness is to be present in the here and now. And what about the notion of being in gratitude with all that there is? Because I find what leads to unhappiness is when the negative mind starts chattering and you start to see lack or deficiencies in relationships or people or things or your job or your wife or your partner. What about the notion of gratitude?
Gratitude is so wonderful for generating happiness. And there have been a number of studies that have actually supported that when we express gratitude or we do like a gratitude journal at the end of every day, that that actually boosts happiness and optimism in people. So it's actually supported by research. And it can be simple things like, you know, showing appreciation for you, David, for letting me be a part of the show and talking about happiness. It could be, you know, thanking someone who serves your morning coffee and or complimenting them. Or, you know, just even stopping and instead of feeling stressed out because you have to run out the door and you're going to work, being so grateful that you have a job and that your family's in good health. So really stopping to express gratitude and be grateful, because when we look outside, there's always someone who's going to be in a better position than us. And we can always say, oh, I wish I had their money. I wish I had their, you know, their life or their car. And so when we're grateful for what we do have, it just really, it makes a huge difference in terms of enjoying our life and being happy now. And not attaching it to a goal.
So it can shift our mood, our emotions, just by expressing gratitude.
Oh, it can be huge.
Yeah.
Huge, yeah.
You know, last week was the 4th of July and the American Independence. And they state, you know, what do they state? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I'm not talking about the band. little CanCon, too. How then, what other ways are there to access happiness? We talked about gratitude. We talked about the practice of mindfulness, being present, being in the here and now, not going too far back, not going too far forward, just being right here, right now, where everything is okay. Is there any other ways that we can sort of access and achieve happiness, Wendy?
One of my favorites, David, is laughter. And finding things to laugh about, whether it's watching a funny YouTube video or laughing about something at the office that is out of your control, but you just realize that it's a great coping mechanism. Or it could just be, you know, you did something funny and it brings out your humanness and you're laughing at that. So laughter actually brings us into the present moment. It reduces our stress. It boosts our endorphins. It's a really fantastic and quick way of getting sort of a happiness booster.
Yeah. You know, I remember watching, you know, the Mary Tyler Moore Show growing up. Am I dating myself?
Maybe a little, but I remember it too.
And they broke out in laughter at Chuckles the Clown's funeral. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And, you know, just they saw the humor in the darkness. So we kind of have to do that, too, a little bit, don't we, when laughing. We have to see humor in even the parts of our life that are dark.
Well, yeah, because otherwise you never get a relief from that darkness. And, you know, if you've ever been to you know, a funeral or a memorial service, often there are light moments, and people appreciate that because that's what life is about, right? It's about the highs and the lows.
Now, laughter is definitely a release of emotions. What are some of the health benefits to having a good guffaw or good belly laugh?
Well, research has shown that it actually boosts your immune system, which is great, and is a fantastic quick stress buster. And we all know that stress does quite a number on our body, so it's a great way of reducing stress and managing it. So it's just...
Those are a couple of things. So do you encourage our listeners to go and get a comedy CD, put one in the car or you know, download something, some comedy and listen to something a little light once in a while other than the news or watching, you know, constantly negative news, otherwise known as CNN?
Absolutely. One time when I was out of work and I was going through a bit of a tough time, there was a show on TV called Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Right.
And with Drew Carey. And I made a point of when I was going through that rough patch of watching it. And I would sit there and I would laugh out loud to myself and I felt so much better after. So whether it's a YouTube video or an MP3 or a CD or watching your favorite sitcom, absolutely. You know, it's a fantastic way to up the number of laughs that you have in a day and open yourself up to more laughter. So that's fantastic.
So put that into our daily practice then.
Yes.
A little laughter, right?
Absolutely.
Goes a long way. All right, we're with Wendy Woods. She's a speaker and a business consultant, a trainer, and a laughter specialist, a humor specialist, doing laughter yoga. We'll talk about that, too, next. We're going to take a quick break as the Small Business Big Ideas Show continues on RadioThatDoesn'tSuck.com or RTDS.ca.
Are your customers taking too long to pay, leaving you without funds to run your company? Hi, I'm Rick Naor at Liquid Capital with an alternative to bank financing. We'll purchase your accounts receivable and give you the immediate cash flow you need. Finally, you can fill those new orders, pay your suppliers, or buy new equipment. Setup is fast. No business is too small or too big. Call us at Liquid Capital, 416-966-2206, or log on to lcsource.com.
You, looking at your computer screen? This is your website speaking. I'm not getting any attention. People used to flock to me, and now nothing, nada. You've got to help me.
Get your website the help it needs. Call the web coach, Sue Sutcliffe, with 13 years of web experience and enroll in her new website coaching program today. Learn how to get ongoing results from your website. Call the web coach, Sue Sutcliffe, at 1-800-579-9253.
I'm not sure you want to hire him. I mean, you have to feed him and let him out for a walk once in a while. But David does like to speak. You can invite him to keynotes and speaking at your business events. Log on to the show's website at www.smallbusinessbigideas.com. Email them, hire them, take them off our hands for a while. Just do something. And now, back to the show. Here's David Cohen on RTDS.ca.
If the blues overtake me, I'm gonna rock right away from here. Now when I get lonesome, I get on the telephone.
Hey, welcome back to the Small Business Big Ideas Show. Hope you're enjoying your night and summer so far. Man, just a great week and lots of celebrations last week with Canada Day and the 4th of July. Gotta love that. And we are in conversation with Wendy Woods, and we're talking about being happy. Wow. How do we get there? What do we have to do to be happy? Well, we talked about gratitude. We talked about having a good guffaw, a good belly laugh. And we talked about being mindfulness. But, Wendy, let me ask you, aren't we living life a bit backwards at times? I mean, we desire the things that seemingly make us happy. So we live life thinking, boy, if I have a successful business, I can do what I want. I can travel, buy a fancy car, send my kids to school. And then I'll be happy. So we live life wanting to have, do, and be, but we really don't, we really don't. We want to be it first. Then we have to do the actions to achieve the desire we want. So we have to sort of live life not from a have, do, be, but from a be, do, and have. Would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. If we're happy, we start attracting the things into our life that actually make us happier. And those things aren't necessarily the cars, but we start acting in a certain way that attracts, more success. And often happiness has to sort of start first, and then the other things will come into our life.
There's an interesting business case. Dr. Paddy Lund from Australia, and I don't know if you've read about him, but he's written a book on about his medical practice, his dental practice, and he was on the brink of suicide, as a lot of dentists are, and he asked this profound question, Wendy. He said, if my business can be designed to make me happy, what would it take for my business to be designed to be an expression of joy, happiness, and love? And
wow.
He changed everything he did, from letting go of bad clients to how he worked with his patients. He changed everything about his business, and it was based on that one profound question. If a business can be designed to make money, why can't it be designed to bring joy and happiness?
And I imagine that the clients follow with that, right? The money follows with that, because people want to be, are attracted to, whether it's a dentist who makes you happy, because they usually, do the opposite.
Yeah, and they make you in pain.
Exactly. Whether it's a dentist that makes you happy, or just being around people, we all are attracted to that, right? So sometimes you might be out and in a restaurant and you see people that are having such a great time and you think, oh my God, what are they having? I want to have that too.
Oh, that's like the When Harry Met Sally scene.
Yeah.
So then we do want to be it. This is what they say about Paddy Lund's practice, by the way. Fred Bash, one of the founding VPs of FedEx, visited Paddy Lund. He said it was the closest thing he's ever experienced to experiencing unconditional love in a business context.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Or you go to a store like Pike's Fish Market in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And the morale was really low a number of years ago, and they decided to a man and woman that they said, you know what? We want to come to work and have a good time. And then they decided to become a world-famous fish market. You're not unhappy at work when you decide to be world-famous, are you?
Well, and they had fun. They just decided that they were going to do things a little bit differently. And I think a lot of companies are starting to wake up to that. It used to be that when you were at work, you didn't necessarily want to be happy at work. That was something outside of work.
Sure. I remember going downtown in the morning to work and watching people trudge up the stairs off the subway.
Yeah.
It was like going to a funeral, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Are we starting to wake up and go, you know what, there's got to be more to life than this, right?
Well, I think that there's a huge change going on, and I definitely see it in the work world. You have younger generations coming into the workplace, and they have different values and approach to work than what we did. And they do. They want to be more fulfilled at work. They want to be happier at work. The lines are blurred between their personal lives and their work lives much more than I think our generation was.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to suffer. What's up with that,
Well, we didn't know any differently.
Yeah, right? That's true. It reminds me of Dana Carvey. And we liked it that way. You know? now, sometimes, though, joy and happiness does come, you know, not from instant gratification, but really from having character and discipline and perseverance, integrity and values. Speak to how these kind of traits actually can not only impact our businesses, but also our happiness levels as well, Wendy.
Sorry, David.
Just, you know, how having maybe perseverance or discipline or values and integrity, how they help us not only run our business, but, you know, help us be happy.
Well, we get a lot of internal satisfaction, right, when we set goals, when we show up in a way that is authentic to us. So that's very much a part of happiness, right? We all think it's the big lottery ticket win, but it's not about that.
Mm-hmm. You know, last week, or a couple weeks ago, just before the Canada Day on the Thursday, I had a meeting in the afternoon. It ended at 3, and I said, you know what? I got to make 3 more calls, business calls, because I wanted to get some business, right? And 2 people I couldn't get a hold of, but one guy I did, and he's going to book me for some training.
Great.
You know, and so that made me happy because I went that extra mile. It was Thursday afternoon, the long weekend. Believe me, you know, I could have cut it out and said, that's it, I'm going on the long weekend. But I went, no, 3 more calls. Got to make 3 more calls. Got to do it. You know, got to persevere. Got to go that extra little distance. And boy, was it ever a good feeling.
Well, it's interesting because in the work that we do, we look at employee engagement. And so one of the biggest motivators now is intrinsic motivation. It's setting those goals. It's not so much the bonuses and the salaries, but it's being able to accomplish something at work is a great way to boost employee engagement. And so that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so you as a manager, or if you own a business, then you want to have your, you know, set goals then for your employees and celebrate those goals, right?
Absolutely, and get them involved in the setting of the goals and see what, you know, resonates for them in setting those goals. And in the past, it was all about money, and money is nice, but there's a lot of research coming out that says it's nice, it's not everything.
Yeah, well, recognition, a good pat in the back, you know, here's some movie passes, go have a good time. Things like that go a lot further than just money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, okay, so Harvard social scientist Dr. Nicholas Christakis and his political science colleague James Fowler at the University of California at San Diego state that by hanging out with happy people, we can catch on to a state, mental and emotional, and we can catch on to a state of happiness, much like catching a cold. We can catch being in a state of happiness. What's your perspective on that? Do you agree?
I agree wholeheartedly. And there's been a lot of research done on something called mirror neurons. And that's where we emulate the moods and the actions of people around us. And so it's mood contagion, right? When we're around people who are happy, we actually, through our mirror neurons, we start mirroring that. And there's research that shows when you're actually in the same room as someone for as little as 15 minutes, you can actually start taking on their mood. So it's huge. And Daniel Goleman talks about it in the context of work environments. And mood spreads so quickly through a work environment. And so it's important to be aware, especially if you're a leader, of how your moods are coming across to the rest of your team.
Yeah, you got to be able to read the room, right?
Yep.
Take the temperature.
You have to be able to read the room. You have to be able to be realistically optimistic, not kind of pie in the sky.
Well, you know, in talking about pie in the sky and being happy and, you know, feeling good and laughing and everything, Barbara Ehrenreich, author of a book called Bright Side, it says that in North America, we're addicted to feeling good. And she talks about how the relentless promotion of positive thinking has undermined America. Ehrenreich suggests that last year, Americans spent $14 billion on self-help books, CDs, and seminars, I think you and I spent about $1 billion of that. Antidepressants, which we're not on, because we laugh and we do laughter yoga. Antidepressants are the most prescribed category of drugs in the country. What's your take on those stats?
Well, apparently, antidepressants are heavily prescribed. And there are a lot of people that are searching to be happy, but I think that a lot of that is because we're constantly looking outside. And if we spend a bit more time on the gratitude and looking internally, that might be hopefully a little bit different.
Now, I say it's okay to, you know, sometimes not be happy. And, you know, like I'll have days on a Saturday where I just go in. You know, and I'll sleep all day. It doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes I'm not happy. And I think we have to be okay when we're not jumpy and happy and life is great, yada, 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 right? We have to be okay with the dark side of us too, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of the happiness research shows that you need the contrast of those, you know, bummed out emotions sometimes in order to really appreciate when you reach those goals, when you are happy, when you're feeling grateful. Because without that, everything would just seem ordinary.
Yeah. Well, it's like playing golf and golfing a perfect game every time, right? You get bored. So you're right. We do need to hit those peaks and valleys. And maybe a little anger, a little sadness, having that edge might put us into right action in our lives and in our businesses. Right, Wendy?
Yeah.
Where do we reach you to work with you? And what do you got going on? I know you do laughter yoga. Anything coming up there?
Well, we're taking the summer off for laughter yoga. So we'll be starting again at the Midtown Toronto Laughter Club on September 8th. We're going to be doing a workshop through the University of Toronto, November 4th and 5th, called The Mindful Workplace.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's the first one as part of the Certificate in Applied Mindfulness Meditation. So that information will be available as soon as they publish all the details.
Right.
And so those are two things to look forward to in the fall, and you can reach us at watershedtraining.ca.
All right. And what a great company name, I have to tell you.
Thank you. I think you might have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
This is a plug.
It's a long story. Wendy, thank you so much for this tonight.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure.
All right. That was Wendy Wood. She joined us from her home office. Check her out, watershedtraining.ca. You know, she's good for events. If you need a boost for your company, you want a team-building event, you want to engage your employees, you want to have a good chuckle and a good guffaw, or you need something a bit more meaningful, then Wendy is the go-to person for sure. Well, that's it for this show. Wendy Woods and Ira Smith, our guests. Next week, we have a really full show. We got three guests coming your way. We're going to talk a bit of marketing. We're going to talk about a program for newcomers and something else I'm missing. But anyway, you know what the key is? Just listen. Stay tuned.
Every week,
right? 9 o'clock. Yeah, there you go. And we archive and podcast it. I mean, you can't go wrong. Todd, good job on production, and you for listening. Thank you. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Small Business Big Ideas Show. Someone, send an email to these hosts. They're feeling unloved. You can blog, look up our advertisers, or contact the hosts by logging on to smallbusinessbigideas.com. The Small Business Big Ideas Show on rtds.ca.